I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time.
Noah Ovshinsky is probably best known around here as WPR's assistant news director, but if you had to single him out for something after that, you probably have to call him a diehard foodie. And one thing he's passionate about is his cookware. That's cast iron cookware, to be precise. Noah, thanks for being here on Central Time.
It is a pleasure to be here to talk about cast iron.
I had a feeling you'd talk about cast iron anywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's a great bar conversation.
Well, you have, obviously, deep, passionate feelings about your cast iron cookware.
I do.
How come?
For a variety of reasons. When we talked about this segment, I made the joke that if there was ever a fire in my house, I would grab my wife in one hand, my cat in the other, and or at least under my hand, and then try to grab my cast iron skillet too, because it's just one of those things. There are a few things about cast iron skillets which I think set them apart from the other items that we have in our kitchen. One is, I can't think of a more versatile kitchen tool. And this is a short list. I mean, really, your imagination is sort of the thing here. You can use it to shallow fry. You can saute. You can braise. You can bake. You can simmer. You can stir fry. You can sear. And you can even make bread in the thing and cook with it over a campfire, which you can't do with most of the stuff you got in your kitchen.
I could almost hear the soundtrack swelling under that list of beautiful reasons to cook with cast iron. But, you know, you did hit on one when you were talking about leaving your house in a fire. You talked about your cat and your wife and one skillet because they're so heavy, all you could take out is one. Don't you have to, you know, work out if you want to cook with cast iron? Stuff's heavy.
It is heavy. I recommend skillets, and I recommend actually the 12-inch comes with actually two handles. You've got the traditional handle and then another handle on the other side, and that makes it much easier to sort of negotiate around the kitchen. You know, one of the other things too, one of the reasons why I would take it with me, and one of the reasons why, in addition to its, you know, versatility, there's also something very romantic and old school about cast iron. You know, this is something that people have been using for a very long time. You know, explorers used to use, I mean, Lewis and Clark probably had cast iron skillets as they were making their way across this country. And there's also sort of this generational aspect to it. It's like cast iron is like jewelry or china or, you know, hunting shotguns or something. You know, if you treat it well, there is no reason why it can't last decades. And it's one of those things that often gets passed down from generation to generation.
So what about your cast iron cookware? Was it passed down to you, or did you had to go shell out money for a set?
It's funny you mention that. My mom actually lent me her cast iron skillet. This is the one that I used throughout my childhood. And for whatever reason, asked for it back. The seasoning on it was perfect. It was truly nonstick. She asked for it back, and I actually ended up getting a new skillet for Christmas about 6 years ago.
Do they get better with age then, when they're properly seasoned?
Yeah, when they're properly seasoned and, more importantly, properly cared for, they actually, like a good wine, it actually gets better with age. The nonstick quality actually gets better the more you cook with it.
Really? Well, let's talk about the care and seasoning of it, because that's something that has always scared me personally off, because I know cast iron, you know, is fantastic for cooking, but then I really can never get a handle on the seasoning part. So how does that work?
Right. So if you buy a cast iron skillet now, chances are it will come pre-seasoned. That didn't used to be the case, but now it's pre-seasoned and you can pretty much just, you know, take it out of the package or pop it right in the oven and do whatever you want with it. That said, if you want to add it to that season, or after you use it for a while and you want to re-season it, there's one way that I like to do it. And I like to just take some vegetable oil in a paper towel, not much. And, you know, you just sort of wipe it around both inside and outside the skillet. You throw it in the oven, a very hot oven, something like, you know, 350, 400 degrees, which I guess is a medium temperature. You throw it in the oven and you let it sit there in the oven for an hour. And then you just leave it in there when you turn off the oven and just let it cool down with the oven. And it's best to have a cookie sheet or a foil or something under the cast iron skillet so that it catches the drippings, the oil. And of course, you put it in the oven upside down so that when it does drip, so when the inside does drip, it drips down and doesn't just sit there. And then what you have is a basically perfectly seasoned skillet.
So we talked about the seasoning of it, but you mentioned the care of it. So then how do I take care of it once I've got it seasoned?
Yes, and that's a good question. And this is about as much about like personal choice as anything, really, because people have different ways of taking care of their cast iron. Myself, I don't use soap. Some people do. I don't.
So you're telling me your pans are dirty?
No, they're not dirty. I just assume that at the temperatures in which I'm cooking with my cast iron skillet, chances are it's above 200 degrees, 212 degrees. Anything that's on there is going to be dead. That said, that's up for people's own choice and really their own sort of approach to hygiene. But I don't use soap. What I do is I will oftentimes, after I'm done cooking with it, put some water in it, put it back on the stove, let some of the water bubble away, and a lot of those chunks will sort of come up. And then I'll just lightly brush those chunks out with a paper towel. But whatever you do, don't use an abrasive sponge, and don't leave it out. Don't leave it out without having dried it first. When you go to store cast iron skillets or really cast iron implements of any nature, you want to make sure that when they are stored, they are dry, bone dry, and preferably re-oiled with a vegetable oil to keep that seasoning good.
Okay, so I'm getting lost in the care of it again.
I know. It's all worth it. Trust me, Veronica. It's worth it.
I'm with you.
You'll be rewarded
I'm
with a beautiful piece of kitchen equipment.
Okay, so but you, let's say you cook something in there.
Yes.
You've got like a pork chop in there.
Yeah, yes.
And then you're done. You eat said pork chop.
Yes.
And then you put water in it. Yeah. You let it bubble up.
Yeah.
And the chunks, as you beautifully put it, come up.
Yeah. And then you
let it cool down. And then you just wipe it out with some more oil?
Or paper towel. Yeah.
Paper towel and some more oil. That's it?
Yeah. If it's really sticking, I will take just a sponge, a non-abrasive sponge, and I'll lightly sort of, clean it, as carefully as I possibly can. But the number one priority, at least for me, is maintaining the seasoning, because that is a seasoning that most likely you've worked hard to create over the years, and you don't want to ruin it with, too much soap and certainly any abrasive sponges.
Okay, I think I got this. Now, a pan is no fun unless you cook stuff in it. What do you like to cook in your cast iron? What does it lend itself well to?
Anything. I gave you the list. I mean, you can fry chicken, you can make cornbread. I mean, you can do any number of things. One of my favorite and, dare I say, sort of nostalgic recipes, and it was a recipe that I used my mom's cast iron skillet with when I was a kid, was a German pancake, which is a very easy and delicious breakfast recipe for cast iron skillets. Now, I can't say exactly where this recipe came from. It's in my family cookbook, but it's very simple. And a German pancake, again, is one of those things that chances are you have the ingredients in your pantry or your refrigerator, and you can put it together, and it's got a beautiful presentation, and it's delicious.
Well, tell us about what's in it. It sounds fantastic.
So real quick, you're going to take that oven, you're going to preheat it to 400 degrees, so relatively warm, and you're going to mix three ingredients, one cup of milk, one cup of flour, and four eggs. So it's a pretty egg-heavy dish. You're going to mix all that together. You're going to take the cast iron skillet separately. You're going to melt the original recipe called for 5 tablespoons. I don't know what.
No wonder it
was good.
I
don't know what my family was thinking, and I don't remember if that's what it was when I was a kid. Anyway, I've since cut that down over the years to 2, a very respectable
and it still works
and flavorful 2 tablespoons of butter in that cast iron skillet. And you want to warm it up on a stovetop and get it sizzling, and then you add the batter of milk, flour, and eggs, and you just stick it in the oven. And 13 minutes later, you've got this fluffy, beautiful breakfast. Really the toppings are endless. The traditional topping is just simply lemon juice and powdered sugar. Now, of course, when you add the lemon juice, the puffiness is going to come down a bit. So you want to make sure you present it to your guests or your family before you add the lemon juice so that they can, see, that they can behold the beauty of the German pancake.
So you want to show off your puff is what you're
saying. Of course. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Well, that sounds lovely. And I have to say that recipe is very simple. If you didn't manage to jot it down, it is right now on the Central Time Facebook page, so you can catch it there as well. And aside from a delicious German pancake, what else do you cook in your skillet?
I'd say the other thing that really shines is roast chicken. And roast chicken is one of those things that seems simple on the surface, but is actually really difficult to do. And I've toyed with probably literally a dozen or more recipes over the course of my cooking life without having perfected a perfectly roast three and a half pound chicken. And actually from Mark Bittman from the New York Times actually came out with a recipe using a cast iron skillet that makes a perfectly cooked chicken and roast chicken. And I've done it several times and it's worked every time. And basically the key to it is taking a cast iron skillet, putting it in the oven, very hot oven, 500 degrees. And you want to heat it up very hot, take it out, and put that, say, 3.5-4 pound chicken that you've either used butter or olive oil or vegetable oil, whatever you do to prep your own roast chicken, you put that on the very hot cast iron skillet. You put it in the oven, back in the oven at 500, cook it for about 15 minutes at 500, take the oven down after 15 minutes, and cook it for another, say, half an hour at 325, 350. And by the end of that cooking period, you're going to have a perfectly cooked roast chicken. And what the cast iron skillet does is it helps you deal with one of the challenges, which is making sure that you have evenly cooked dark meat and white meat, because that's a very difficult thing to do. And by starting with a very hot cast iron skillet, you're going to make sure that that dark meat is cooked at the same rate as the white meat.
Why is that? I mean, do you have, I don't know if you're an expert in this, well, but why would cast iron do that instead of my anodized aluminum or my pan or whatever?
Well, because the cast iron can get so hot. I mean, very, very hot. And that helps that that the meat that's at the bottom of the chicken cook evenly. And so, I mean, for my money, on just the ability to make a perfectly roast chicken, that's worth the $30 that a 12-inch cast iron, I mean, to me, you know. And what's better than a fall, like a fall night with a roast chicken in the oven? I mean, it literally tastes like the fall.
Just you, your pan, and the roast chicken.
Yeah,
sounds
it's excellent.
Nice.
And that's from Mark Bittman.
And here's somebody who agrees with you. Peter in La Crosse emails, when I moved away from my parents' home at age 19, my dad walked up to me with a cast iron frying pan. I thought he was going to hit me with it. And he said, here, you're going to need this, and handed me the pan. And I still use that same pan today. So that's getting at
the generational
aspect thing we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Well, I think you've inspired a lot of us to try out cast iron. Beautiful. Thank you, Noah.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Really? Okay. And Noah's home phone number is... Nah, we won't go there. All right. Noah Ovshinsky joining us today talking cast iron. He's one of WPR's in-house foodies and assistant news director. Thanks so much, Noah.
Thanks.
No, I'm hungry. Thanks, guys. Coming up, we look at the culture of cheating in higher education. This is Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio.